You have tuned in to the Timely Beaver. Do not attempt to change the channel, the pond water you are swimming in, for you are tuning in to episode 24.
Hey, all you Beaver believers, welcome to another Timely Beaver, coming to you from Beaverton, Oregon. All right, well, today we got a little mix-up on the schedule. We have Emily here with me.
See? Hello, everybody.
Yes, we are here, coaxed Emily into doing another show. We're going to get things started right away. It's action-packed. You can never stop the Beaver, especially Willie, the Timely Beaver, when he's down. So get ready. From the PodSafe Music Network, we have Chance, one of my favorite bands. Chance with the song Say What You Will. Nice. I love that song. That song is totally grooving. I can't remember where I originally heard that, but I went out and got their album and downloaded that from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. And so, Emily, how's your knitting going over there?
It's going slowly but surely. It's going.
It's going.
It's going.
Yes.
Hopefully I'll be done with this by the end of the night.
Hopefully so.
Only been working on it for 3 weeks now.
3 weeks. 3 weeks, 2 days, 1 hour, and 13 minutes.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
What can you say? So, in another random topic and change of things for the normal scene, we're going to add at the end, or sometime in a show, I thought about this after my little beef about the iTunes and still the Timely Beaver after, you know, 3.5 months of being around, still has not been listed on iTunes Music Store.
Screw iTunes.
Well, gotta
screw iTunes, but
you gotta love it. We love iTunes. We love Apple. Big Apple fans here, but Timely Beaver has not been there and tried to submit, and it says already has the feed and everything, and so it won't take it. But we're still not listed. So I did on a previous show, I believe about the 16th of this month of August, I did a protest jam where I improvised a solo jam, and I thought it was so much fun that I'd start to do that almost every show. I'd do at some point an improv jam, so stay tuned for that one. But now to go back to the original Timely Beaver show, back in its inception, we had a real comedy music show. We went on and interviewed bands and did all that sort of stuff. And I thought I'd bring back some of the stuff. I was listening to a few of the old shows, and I thought they were absolutely hilarious.
Yes, it was a lot of fun at the beginning.
Yeah, we a lot of time, but a lot of fun. So I thought I'd bring back little segments of that throughout. One of the ones which I'm going to be playing today was our first commercial ever that we did on the show. Hilarious little bit, starring our good buddy Mike. And this is about a little skit we called The Pissinator. A little background here. Drug tests at work suck. Most of us have had to do them once in a while in our life. And we just thought this was a hilarious parody of having to take a drug test at work. As we all know...
Listen to it and laugh.
Yeah, listen to it and laugh. Enjoy. And once again, this is The Pissinator skit.
For once, I actually made it to work on time, which is amazing for me because I don't really believe in punctuality. And all of a sudden, when I first got to work...
Mike, this is your boss, and you need to take a piss test right now.
Oh, shit. One night after that, you know, we went out and saw the band play, and sure enough, somebody brought out the bong and all that crap. Fuck, what am I to do now?
No fear, Mike. I'm here with the Pissinator. It's a clean urinating pissing penis machine, and you can get it all right now for $19.95 by subscribing to our toll-free address and signing your life away.
Wow, only $19.95?
Only $19.95.
That is amazing. You know, I had a buddy who had used this other thing, and it was, you know, it didn't really work, and you had to mix up this concoction of this piss and stuff, and I was like, no, I don't want any of that. I just want to go in there and have no problems.
No worry, Mike. No mixing involved. Just take the gel, rub it on your genitals, and go urinate. It's the best thing since sliced cheese.
Is there going to be any discoloration or burning sensation with this stuff?
Only mild, Mike. A simple rash will heal in a few days. If persistent burning continues, see a doctor shortly thereafter and seek medical help. Do not rely on your friends or fellow tarot card readers for assistance.
That is amazing. Okay. You sold me.
The Pissinator is not associated with any boss or legal legality. Do not use at home, and please always use supervised protection around children under 6 years old, and never do this alone.
And there you have it, the Pissinator sketch. And just so triumphant in its own right, considering that was from the very first Timely Beaver, back in the original days. Do you have any comments about that? Anything that you thought was funny? I know you have to take drug tests.
I have to take drug tests all the time. The company I work for pulls 4 or 6 people a week in for drug testing, and you never know who it's going to be. Nobody's safe.
Yeah, well, hey, I know others of you out there can totally sympathize, empathize, and totally homogenize, or whatever that is.
Homogenize.
Homogenize. Okay, back to the topic at hand. I really can't think of anything exciting that's been happening this
past... My iPod came this afternoon, and it's charging right now. I really, 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 really can't wait for it to be charged so I can start playing with it.
All right, well, that's some big news right now, I guess.
Yes, I think that is the biggest news of the whole week, because all we've done is work this week, that My iPod is finally here. After a year and a half of waiting, my iPod is finally here.
Yeah, so a year and a half on back order. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so to start filling up your new iPod, we'll play another Chance song.
Thanks.
You're welcome, anytime. And this is called Sunny Days, remix of Chance. Enjoy. Again, found on the PodSafe Music Network at music.podsafe.com. Chance with another great song called Sunny Days, and you can find the link to their website on timelybeaver.com. And I think tonight we were going to end. I've had a crazy day. I've noticed taking mass transit here around Portland, a lot of people cut off the buses and honk at the bus drivers and are just a real pricks. Like I think there's a guy named Alex something from, what's that band he was in? Big famous Portland band. Everclear? 90s headbutt.
Art Alsakis.
What's his name?
Art Alsakis.
Well, he cuts off buses all the time. He used to have a show on one of the local stations. He used to talk about that, how he enjoyed cutting off all the mass transits and said that they should get off the road because he's a gas guzzling junkie who's now broke again and filing for bankruptcy. But back in the 90s when he had a rich rock band, he thought he was the bomb. So tonight's song, our first kickoff of these improv songs, is going to be about people cutting off the transit and more or less those assholes who honk at them and expect them to move around your Mercedes-Benz. Sorry, had to take a short pause there as I am set up. All right, so for all you people who like to make public transportation a sporting event, here's a song for you. $60 or the toll, and you're driving, he's driving you to work, to play, to your everyday living situation that you need. But then that motherfucking ass comes out of nowhere and cuts you off, honks his horn and toots, and you think asshole needs a dick in his muscle car penis mobile. He thinks he's hot shit, and you know he doesn't have a girl, or he's sitting there thinking about how he's queer. You know he doesn't give a damn, because eyes in his Mercedes been driving up and down the block, waiting for the cunt on the street. On a Friday night, he's kicking up those hookers to the beat of my song, and all your Timely Beaver fans sing along. Yeah, your bus driving motherfucking ass riding SUV gas guzzling piece of shit. You know you ain't got no dick, and you will always be the one in the back of the bus, sparing dimes, asking for change, and I'm never gonna give you none, 'cause you suck. You suck your motherfucking ass bus, riding teeth shit, driving SUV gas guzzling motherfucker. You better not be from the Bay Area, driving your Lexus across the Bay Bridge. And I'm not talking about you, Kirk, 'cause it's on every day you are sitting there trying to get to work, and some prick comes off, and hey, the wheels on the bus go round and round and round. Mr. Bus Driver, won't you make a sound with your horn? And it goes beep, 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 motherfucking beep. You goddamn SUV riding piece of shit, honk of mass transit's gonna lead you all the way there to the public or county fair. In the summer months with Def Leppard or Motley Crue and Tommy Lee, jamming out in the amphitheater, and you're sitting there under that tree. So let's give a shout out to the bus drivers. Yield when the sign's on, don't honk, cut them off, cause I'm on the bus driving around. As people are carrying my sorry broke ass around this town. Well, I don't think that, hopefully that wasn't too bad. I know it wasn't quite as cool as the last one, but it was pretty fun to, it's a nice way to vent, and I think that's the biggest part. It's a good way to vent about my day. So I think some of these will start becoming more interesting now that I think I'm going to do this almost every timely beaver. But
a lot of venting to do, people, watch out.
Yeah, I got venting all over the place. I'm worse than hot springs in Yellowstone. I always got to vent about stuff.
He does, believe me, he does.
Yeah, so there you go, Timely Beaver number 24. Remember, feel free to write us with suggestions for songs or bands you'd like to hear played off the PodSafe Music Network. Email us at timelybeaver@gmail.com, timelybeaver.com for all your show information and a link to Chance on the website. Find interesting pictures, commentary, and whatnot. Also, remember, if you want to call us, feel free. Number here is 206-222-2328. And remember, it will most likely, 99.9999% sure, it's going to be played on the air. So until next time, I'll wish you all farewell. And Emily, any parting words?
Good night, people. Get off my computer so I can load my iTunes and my iPod.
And there you have it. Good night, everyone.
Fuck yeah, that rocked. See you next time.